out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't know if anybody buy this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Day, everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, racing at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. A little bit after 2 p.m. out here. After 2 p.m. out there on the Pacific Coast, if you're listening to us live. A little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east.
Fuck you!
If it ain't that time, then perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network. Streaming for you 24/7, or you done download us as a podcast. Podcast on crabdiving.com, iTunes, Stitcher, where of course you've been more than kind enough to leave a good review or a shitty one if it's funny.
Yeah. Thumbs us up, baby.
We're gonna however you're receiving us, we appreciate the fuck out of it. We're gonna be here for the next couple of hours. You know, talking about Trump and shit.
Fuck you.
And right-wingers and shit.
You're fake news.
And shit and shit. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name.
Ooh, I'm sorry.
Oh, shit. Hey, a little early on the fucking gong, guys.
It was a little late, actually. I'd pressed it earlier. It just took a long time.
Oh, yes.
It's got coke dick.
Duration.
Coke dick.
Did you say your name?
No, my name's Ryan Pfeiffer. I just want to say shout out to Steve Kalantuan.
Oh, yeah. One. When animals get pissed.
You see that? He sent us a link to a shit ton of plane crashes, too.
Oh, I didn't notice.
Thank you.
Fortunately, your recent trip is over, so.
Hey Steve.
It's going to be a while.
I am sold on the idea that flying in a metal tube in the middle of the fucking sky is terrifying. I get it. Yeah, I'm down. I understand. I'm scared of flying. Mission accomplished. You know what I mean?
Thank you. You can tweet us anytime or during the show at crabdiving, one word, crabdiving. You can also sling us a message over at our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving, where all the cool funky kids hang out.
Hey, what up?
The nerds in high school,
right?
And shit.
The AV club. Were you a member of that? Oh, shit, man.
Fuck off.
No. I mean, did you have to set up the film strip?
I've told that story of how
the
I directed the basketball, the live basketball games at the high school. And I didn't realize there was a live feed of all of the monitors going back to the Father's Club room where they were having a Father's Club meeting. And they were watching the live feed of all the cameras, and we were doing what we had pretty much done every game, which was some of the cameras that weren't on, I wasn't using the shot, they would be scanning the crowd for various sites.
Yayas.
Possibly, or, you know, zooming in on the cheerleaders or something like that.
It was horribly, and you sent that
horribly
feed
sexist
in, to
and horny teenager-ish. Well,
you sent that feed into a room full of priests? They were like, geez.
Well, a brother
boring
was in charge of it.
Not what I'm into, that's what they said.
Little brother Paul, who was all of 5'2", but
don't we have a
could pack a punch.
Oh, I bet.
And I went to Catholic school, that's what
I said brother
right. Paul.
They didn't have a feed to the altar boy room or anything like that.
Speaking like Cornel West. Brother Paul.
You do a Cornel West.
No, that's the last I'm going to do Cornel West. it didn't take long, and all of a sudden the door kind of kicked in, and I was relieved of duty for the evening.
Yeah.
Wasn't fired.
Right.
I got
of course
a stern,
not.
I got a stern talking to from Brother Paul.
Oh, shit.
And
did you have to tell your parents what you were up to?
Well, he always made people sit down because he was, if he tried to lecture you, it was like,
oh, I see. He's a tiny guy. He's
looking up at you. Yeah. Right. So I'd sit down and listen to him. But there was this, there was a twinkle in his eye and a little smirk on his face where you could tell that he thought it was fucking hilarious. They were all laughing their asses off, back in the Father's Club. Because it went on for a while.
Right. But you were able to direct the shot of following the basketball game effectively, and then you were able to direct
we had six cameras
at the same time.
There were six cameras. And
wow, that's great, man.
If it was a break or something, I mean, it wasn't fucking ESPN.
You're like little David Lynch.
So I would just like zoom in on the huddle, right. The group, right. the talking to the coach and shit, leave it at that. We didn't have commentators or anything. I was just filming.
Right.
So I would just lock the shot down when there was nothing happening. And then there were five other cameras to.
What creepy person is watching?
Scan the crowd.
Old baseball games of. Basketball games of teenagers in high school.
Oh, well,
like
there
who's
go.
Into that?
There you go.
Catholics.
Why is there a feed from the locker room?
Why wouldn't there be
at waist level? Yeah,
because we dig it. We're rapey pervs.
Yeah, crazy. I've got a ton of them, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh yes.
I'm gonna hear some Catholic school stories ever on a Faithless Friday. I'll whip one out, which is tomorrow. Listen to us.
That's right.
2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast. Don't forget, if you want to help us out, screaming liberal media,
eat a dick, Jesus.
You can.
That's for Faithless Friday.
Oh my. You can sling us a message over to our Facebook page. No, wait. Buy shit through our Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
I'm typing in Facebook.
Buy my hole.
As I was trying to do the Amazon promo.
You were able to multitask and put the yayas on
obviously
camera
not.
And follow the whole fucking basketball game.
Well, it's not that. I mean,
yeah.
Just look for the right shot as it's live. It's kind of fun. It was very fun.
That's cool. Crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you spend, we get a little bit, and it doesn't cost you a dick. What do you think about that?
I just had my fingers on the six different buttons. And
right.
Not that much, but I would, speaking of cheerleaders, I would.
You didn't have to say, like, camera one?
I would. No.
You were doing it on your own.
I was doing it in my head, yeah.
Okay, interesting.
Generally, for stuff like that, that kind of happens usually.
Right.
Because there's so much, the action's so quick. That very frequently the director is actually pressing the buttons himself, because by the time he says camera three,
right.
The person's like, oh, camera three, and presses three, he's already on camera five. You know what I mean?
How does Kate do it for us? How does she direct this?
Right now she's sleeping. She's not licking any body part.
Oh, God.
RIP J. Thomas,
right.
By the way, he's more recently... Like, he had a radio show, right?
Oh, yeah,
wasn't he shock jockey a little bit? And
J.
then
Thomas was an actor, right?
Yeah, he was. He played Carla's...
Yes.
The hockey
guy.
Player, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Hockey
now,
player husband on Cheers. An ancient comedy.
Right. He wasn't a right-wing nut job dickbag, was he? Please say he wasn't, because he always seemed like a cool guy.
I don't remember. I for some reason, I feel that there was something... occasionally douchebaggery about him, but I could be completely wrong.
Right.
But I thought there might have been a story or two about him saying something horrible.
Shitty.
I could be wrong.
Well, it's possible. He's an old white guy that grew up in the 80s and 70s. Probably said some horrendous shit.
Although
you know.
Fuglesang just said, God bless J. Thomas. So, you know, he's
God?
He's a flaming lib. Oh, Fuglesang's a Catholic.
Oh, Fuglesang, relax, dude. My God is Ganesh. Ganesh, please wish Jay Thomas a lovely afterlife. I hope he gets all the virgins.
They get reincarnated with that one, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Be whatever the fuck you want.
Well, I don't know about that. I think there's
I'm a snake.
Made by...
By what? Ganesh?
Well, isn't it how whether you've been a dickbag or not? Or just depending on
so
whether
now
you come
make
back
a vile
as something...
Judgment. You got to make a value judgment on a fucking animal.
You don't get to make the judgment.
Then who does?
The universe.
God.
Ganesh.
Okay.
Or Shiva, or one of them.
Shiva.
Bert and Ernie.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Big Bird, make me a caterpillar. I think that'd be fun.
over at, go through our Amazon hole, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little nibble. Doesn't cost you anything, just helps us here.
We get paid, baby.
We can buy a nice Hermes scarf and tag it in our next Instagram post.
Why? Who does that? Ivanka?
No, that was that asshole wife of Mnuchin.
Oh, God damn. Let him eat cake.
Yeah. And it wasn't so much that. It was when someone called her out on, you know, maybe you shouldn't do that when you're climbing out of a jet that the taxpayers paid to fly your ass around in.
Yeah, dickbag.
And it was her response that earned her the the Cuntitude Award.
Right.
Let's see what's going on at the headlines. This lovely.
Hello.
It's always lovely, except if you're in Texas.
Right. You're getting slapped with hurricane bullshit. Might
get some hurricane cock slappage. Whoops. That's the wrong button.
God damn it, Kate.
Let's check out the headlines.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
Deep!
Pensacola, Florida. Dateline, August.
It's a date.
24th, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
I don't know why I was starting to say October.
I got a date on my computer at the bottom right-hand side.
That's what I...
Oh, okay. Mine says August.
Mine does, too. Well, mine says 8.
Oh, yeah. I hate that.
I had to translate.
Numbers suck.
Too many good docs are getting out of business. Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
You fucking idiot. You fucking...
But a Rhodes Scholar compared to the imbecile that is slithering around the White House these days.
I think they might be
of George
similar intelligence.
Bush
is just Bush.
Infinitely smarter.
But Trump is mean. He's so fucking mean. I don't know if Bush is...
They're not mutually exclusive.
Mean. I don't know.
The headline, here comes Harvey.
Fuck you, boy!
And sure enough, it's the... right now, I think it's... I don't know if it's a hurricane yet. I don't know if it's gotten large and hard enough.
Ooh, yes. What say you, FEMA director?
Ooh, yeah.
We don't have one,
have one.
Oh, okay.
Sarah Huckabee was asked. Sarah Huckabee Sanders was asked today the... really, I wanted to just find something acidic to pour in my ears.
I know.
Because it just is maddening dealing with her, listening to her talk.
How much time did that bag of GOP garbage
Huckabee
spend telling me
in
about
makeup?
I don't know. About all the birthdays around the White House.
So she started, you know, she tries to pretend she's human.
Fucking care.
For 5 seconds and then goes into the douchebaggery.
Are we 10 years old? Oh, I mentioned my birthday, Sarah, please. It'll mean so much.
And
I don't give a fuck.
Several times they tried to get an answer out of her about, do you think the president really wants to shut down the government to get the wall? And she didn't say no.
Yeah.
But she didn't say yes.
I don't understand.
She kind of said, "President, this has been, he ran on this, this is important to him, and I think that it's a primary importance that we get it done because the president cares about safety."
No, he doesn't.
The president cares about people's safety, so
I don't know what he cares about. He doesn't give a fuck about safety. I know he cares about tweeting. I know he cares about eating KFC and watching Fox.
Yeah.
I know he cares about his little hands and his apparently big ass hog between his legs.
How dare you? Yeah, right. Fake news.
Nutball. God.
So
happy birthday.
The headline says gasoline prices are rising.
Oh, shit.
Because refineries are shutting down as Texas braces for Hurricane Harvey. They're predicting it's going to be a Cat 3 when it lands.
That's pretty big.
That ain't good. So everybody batting hatches. Right. And gird thine loins.
It's okay. The government is there to protect you and support you, and I'll be there with the...
Well, they asked Huckabee, are we concerned because there's a Category 3 hurricane that's going to be slapping into...
Ooh, yes.
The forehead of Texas.
Yes.
Like a teabagging.
Texas has a forehead. That would imply there's a skull in there.
Big sloping one.
That protects a brain.
And...
put more water on it.
They said, well, aren't we concerned? There's no Department of Homeland Security, dude.
Right.
Because
fuck it.
They shuffled people around.
Yes.
And Kelly went over to the chief of staff role.
Oh, yeah.
And there's no replacement yet. And that there's no head of, I don't think we have a head of FEMA. An actor or a director of FEMA.
Do we have FEMA?
There are acting directors, and that's what she said. Yes. They're very capable. There's a very capable acting director, so-and-so, and acting Everett FEMA, there's acting director, so-and-so.
Play the clip again.
I understand that there's a whole lot of black people, so, you know, we don't give that much of a fuck.
Who fucking cares? But what about all that oil? I mean, that's important.
Well, yeah.
His cabinet's very capable. Play the tape of What's-His-Face dancing the jig and Rick Perry and Dancing with the Stars. He's capable, sure.
In fact, 2 hours ago, Schittler tweeted,
fuck you.
As Hurricane Harvey intensifies, remember to plan ahead.
Okay.
And then three links, hurricanes.gov, ready.gov, and FEMA.gov.
He's telling me to plan ahead. To buy water and shit like that.
Oh, there's
this
a
dickhead.
Video. Hold on.
You got to be fucking kidding me.
Okay, there's a video of Trump.
Uh-huh.
I don't know where he is. He's walking around somewhere.
Is somebody peeing on him? What is this?
FEMA. Trump is sitting at the desk in FEMA. Now it's close up of a FEMA logo. Now look, it's Trump sitting at the desk again talking to, well, there's Mike Pence.
Right.
And a whole bunch of white guys sitting around a big table over at FEMA. Now Trump is... waving his little tiny hands.
He's not jacking off Mike Pence.
Waving his tiny hands in a big group of all the employees a bonus that you're taking away from your job because you got to go sit down and fillet the president for 30 seconds while he comes to visit the office.
Everybody's got to suck off Schittler, okay?
I love all of you. FEMA's very important.
Put your mouth on my
penis.
We're
making America great again.
Right.
Jobs.
Jobs.
This is some fucked up shit.
I like this.
This
music.
Is about him. This isn't about FEMA.
Who did this music?
What is this? It's a 23-second, it's all visuals.
Right.
Of just clips of, apparently he went over to the FEMA office.
Everybody,
for a meet and greet and a photo op.
That's it.
And this footage, apparently.
This sounds like some
some funky music.
It's some North Korea bullshit, right?
I mean, but it's all about him.
Yeah.
As the hurricane intensifies, here's where you should go.
What do I do if a hurricane comes? How does looking at...
Apparently,
what am I doing?
You go visit the president.
Oh, okay.
Nuzzle under his giant ball sack.
Right. Spread out your moves.
You'll be
for
safe.
Me. Can I go to Mar-a-Lago? Will you let me stay there?
That's fucked up.
God, that's weird.
There's going to be a lot of vacancy.
Yeah.
At Mar-a-Lago. That's one of the stories I've got is...
Really?
God, people... All right, I know horrible shit's going on in Syria. Please stop tweeting pictures of dead kids.
Oh, my God.
It's just not necessary.
Well, I mean, it depends on who you're talking to. I mean, if you're talking to the GOP who says that these little Syrian children are terrorists, they're disease-ridden, they're, you know... I think you should send them pictures of dead kids so they know exactly what they're doing to these people by not letting them in the country. They should see dead kids, the GOP. Because fuck them.
It's Obama's fault because he was feckless.
Oh, yes. By the way,
I would have thought it was so complicated.
Is Hurricane Harvey, that will also be Obama's fault.
Sure, or
absolutely.
Or butt-fucking.
Oh, yeah. Is that it? Is the fact that they don't...
I have no doubt that by tomorrow for Faithless Friday, we'll have
some dick bag.
A handful, at least, of stories of one of these ass fucks claiming that, look, the Lord is pissed.
And so that's why
he's pissed that you didn't pass that transgender bill.
All right, we don't have the dick checker bill in Texas. So, hey, can somebody roll our big fucking hurricane in Corpus Christi, please? Fuck him up. That'll teach him. Get the dick checking.
And here we go again with a potential horrific humanitarian emergency.
Yeah. Oh, we're fucked.
And we've got Republicans in charge.
It wasn't, Katrina wasn't great.
I heard.
Right.
I heard things went poorly in New Orleans.
We had Howdy Doody in there with Cheney. I don't know what we have now.
It wasn't Condi at a play or something?
Condoleezza Rice was watching Phantom of the Opera on Broadway when this shit rolled in. Phantom of the Opera.
It's all right.
I've seen it. Yeah. Who hasn't seen Phantom of the Opera by the time Katrina was around? Everybody.
Not my favorite.
But no, good. Not at all. But
not my favorite.
I mean, if you're in the, if you're in the cabinet of the government, and a historically shitty storm takes New Orleans and throws it in the Gulf of Mexico, maybe leave during intermission and get to your command post or whatever you're supposed to fucking do.
The over to the Drudge Report.
Eat my dick.
It is the same story. Hellstorm, Texas is the headline.
Yes.
Harvey landfall, major hurricane, ? And up to 30 inches of rain. Holy shit. Yes.
30 inches?
God damn.
Holy fucking hell. That's like a lot, Pat. What are we going to get from that? Like, rain? We shall get rain.
It might potentially, after it's done pummeling the shit out of Texas, it's going to peter.
Right.
But it might come this way.
No.
But that doesn't mean it ain't going to be suckage.
Oh, it'll suck. We'll get some rain.
It won't be a hurricane or a tropical storm. But it's going to rain like fuck.
It's going to rain big time.
Flood, probably.
I'm going to have to take in the nice lawn furniture. That's a pain in the ass.
Batten down the lawn furniture.
Batten down that faux wicker, motherfucker.
Hashtag white guy problems.
Hey, people of all ethnicities, colors, whatever, creeds, backgrounds, they all own lawn furniture, do they not? Kate?
I'm sure.
Give me some numbers on that.
Some of them are their sofa that they drag out to the porch.
Hey, man.
Or a couple of chairs from a minivan. A couple of minivan seats propped up on the porch.
Your rednecks love.
They got a cup holder.
Hey, that's not a bad thing. Fuck it. I don't want to sit in a car seat in the living room. It's going to feel like I'm on a road trip.
You can pretend you're at the movies.
Oh, okay.
I guess.
Right. My goddamn porch refrigerator done got sucked out in the ocean. Fuck you.
Hellstorm, Texas.
Okay. Oh, God. Get ready for horrible storm coverage from all the networks, right? It's shitty.
This is AccuWeather. Hurricane Harvey poised to unleash flooding disaster on Texas into early next week.
Jeez, guys. What are you going to do? Hey, I hope you're praying your dicks off over there.
Projected to make landfall on Friday night as Category 3.
Suck my dick.
A state of disaster has already been declared in Texas as well.
State of disaster.
Some of us might have recommended that a couple of decades ago.
Land of confusion.
And it's also slowing down, which means it's just going to... It's going to be like an all-night punch fuck.
Yeah. Ooh, jeez. Welcome to the all-night punch fuck, everybody.
It says the impacts from Harvey will be tremendous in terms of displacement of people, property,
tremendous.
And economic loss, and travel, and freight disruptions. God damn.
Fake news. Yeah. Your fake news.
Fake news. That's all science and shit. They told me it was going to rain yesterday, and it fucking didn't.
So wait a second. If CNN is telling me the hurricane's going to be bad, or ABC or NBC.
Well, no, this is AccuWeather.
That's bullshit.
All your science stuff.
Does Trump believe in the Weather Channel or AccuWeather? Is that fake news for him?
I only watch Fox News.
You got to wonder what these Christo cunts actually... See, the Christo cunts buy into science with shit like hurricanes. You know what I mean? They're all about, where's this thing going to land? Because it's going to hit their house.
Yeah.
But the other shit, they could get that the world's flat. We did not evolve from monkeys. Women came from a rib, from Adam's fucking gullet.
Yes.
Eat my dick, you know? But this hurricane shit, they're all about the science.
Well, and then he gave the rib back.
Oh, did he really?
Well, we don't. I'm sure there are people out there that think men have an extra rib.
They used
women,
to,
but
no, they had an extra rib. Yeah. But we lost it because of these fucking women.
Yeah.
Kidding.
Playing with a snake.
Oh, yeah. Leave that snake alone. It sacrificed a rib for you.
So there you go. Those are your headlines.
Yay.
The interesting stuff from yesterday was, did you hear about this, apparently another email?
Yes.
From another Trump toad, somebody I never heard of, but basically, dear Uncle Nipples, the guy with the orange hair, the pussy grabber, we'd love to meet with you sometime and chat, you know, right. And talk about stuff and, you know, maybe do some macrame.
I'm going to talk about stuff.
So Trump, more.
Right.
More evidence of possible Russian. Well,
do you think he has his relationship with Putin? How evolved is it? How advanced is it? I mean, are they to the point when they
second base?
Yeah, I'm serious. When they call each other, they're like, hey, what's Trump's little fucking kid's name that we're not supposed to make fun of ever?
Barron.
How is Barron, Donald? Does he say shit like that? And Trump's like, oh, Barron's great. Thanks for asking. Uncle Nipples is like, how's Melania doing?
Hello,
Trump's
Donald.
Like,
don't forget I have pee tape.
I have pee tape.
How are you? Give me Ukraine.
Hey, Putin, please send me over that P tape. I want to see it. I love it.
The producer of the P tape, the private security firm that's made up of well-respected former British spooks.
Hello. Wait, they have it?
Michael Steele. No. They had where we learned about the P tape in the first place, that they call it the dossier. It's really not. But they interviewed that dude who was the boss of Michael Steele for like 9 or 10 hours.
Holy shit.
Behind closed doors.
Ooh.
With the Senate.
Webcam.
Staffers, I guess.
Right. Staff.
And now they're saying they might release the transcripts of that, and that might be why why Trump is panicking.
You know,
because the guy stands by it. Like they stand by the information.
Yeah.
Well, they stand by what the sources told them, and they never said that all of it was verified or confirmed or corroborated.
Right.
Some of it was corroborated by other people, but hearsay corroborated by hearsay is still hearsay. You know what I mean? So I don't know that they.
So it'll be Trump's
notes.
It'll be Trump's credibility. Versus the credibility of intelligence people that took notes.
So it was.
Come on,
it
really?
Was. It was only when Christopher Steele allegedly started freaking out, hearing the extent of what he was learning, that he allegedly that he was like, "Look, this isn't. We're not done with this. It's not 100% vetted. But goddamn, I'm going to give this to. And was it McCain's people? Right?
Yeah,
wasn't that the story that
absolutely
it somehow got to a toady of McCain, and McCain then even flew to England to be like, what the fuck is this shit?
Right.
And then came back, and I think he sat on it, but then by that time, the Daily Beast? It had also been leaked out to the media, and finally one of them pulled the trigger on it and said, okay, well, fuck it, we're gonna print it.
Why doesn't George Soros just say, hey, listen, he just put it on Facebook, put a post up, say, hey, I'm willing to pay $20 million for this fucking P-tape, whoever sent it to me.
That's been done.
Do it. But offer a lot of money.
I thought somebody tried to start a Kickstarter or something
to produce the P-tape?
Yeah.
There's a tape out there of our president watching prostitutes pee all over each other.
On a bed.
On a bed.
Because
Ooh,
Obama
God.
Slept there. That's the story, right?
What?
The story in the dossier says that it was that it was the bed Obama slept in when he was in that hotel.
So Trump wanted that.
Trump wanted, I guess, to befoul the Negro, to piss the Negro off of the bed or something.
We never talked about that.
Yeah, I think when it first came out. I think that
can't be fucking true.
I think that's what the story was from the dossier.
Did he think it was funny? He's like, oh god, it's gonna be hilarious. I'm gonna call a couple of Russian peers over here. They're gonna befoul.
I'm not sleeping in that bed. You know what? Send me a couple of huggies and let him pee.
I gotta pee the Kenyan out of this. What kind of dirtbag, dude? God, you religious right wing nut jobs. What in the fuck is your problem? You guys are so fucking racist. That's got to be it. They're just so racist.
If that detail is true, they'll welcome him for that. Oh, we get it now.
So Trump is going to deny that he was involved in the peeing shit. And then we got to listen to him say when it comes out and it's true and then the tape, he's going to say, oh, I forgot I did that. Is that what it's going to be?
Or it'll just be, it was about Obama. It was about him, somehow befouling the memory of Obama. And they'll eat it up. They'll love it.
Yummy.
Oh, that's great. You see what he did? He had a couple of hookers pee on that bed that negress.
Maybe he'll pull an R. Kelly. R. Kelly just said, that's not me in that fucking tape. I don't know who the fuck that is. It's not me.
It's not me.
It's not me.
Dennis Rodman.
Oh, he said that. Dennis Rodman told his wife when he was caught with another woman that
she walked in on him
with a chick
fucking another woman,
and he said, I don't know where this chick came from. She fell out of the ceiling. She fell out of the ceiling. And that's our ambassador to North Korea.
Well, sort of,
whatever.
Although I feel safer with him going over and talking
than with
our president.
That's actually tough, because we know Rodman's brain is damaged.
I mean,
from
in regards to North Korea only. I'm not saying we have him consult on Syria.
Well, Dennis Rodman seems like a nicer guy. When I saw him on that horrible...
He gets along with Kim.
What show was he on that was so horrible? That evil fucking show, that one with Dr. Drew.
Celebrity Rehab?
Yeah, yeah. He seemed likable on that.
Yeah. Until he's not.
I've never seen Trump look likable. Ever. Ever. I've never seen that guy have a human moment. What a dirtbag.
So that guy met with the dossier thing. And Rachel talked about it last night too. It's
Rachel Maddow,
a big deal. Yeah.
Yes.
And especially if there's a couple of Blumenthal, you know, the guy that he's the one that Trump,
deputy, right?
He's a senator.
Oh, I was getting mixed up with our deputy attorney general, who is Rosenstein. Okay. Oh shit.
He
yes, I'm getting Jewish people mixed up. I suck. I'm not anti-Semitic. Oh, guys. I'm not racist either, okay? Fucking fuck that. I'm not racist.
But Blumenthal is the guy who maybe misstated his time in Vietnam and profoundly apologized for it and shit like that. And then he's the one that Trump tweets against now, who's like, he lied about being in Nam, and now he's judging me? Fuck him.
Listen, at Thread and Thumb, go out and see Phantom of the Opera. Do it tomorrow. It's brilliant.
It's good, yeah.
It's great. It's fucking great, man. Who played the Phantom when you saw it? Do you remember?
It wasn't...
John Lithgow?
It wasn't...
Ted Knight.
It was
Ted Knight!
It's Bieber.
Night.
It wasn't
Monroe,
the big famous guy. It was
Michael Crawford.
I didn't see it Broadway. I saw the touring in Chicago a couple of times.
Yeah.
I saw, what did I say on Broadway? Titanic.
Oh, my God. A musical about a boat sinking. Yeah. Why don't they do one about 9/11?
It was fascinating.
Really?
Not a great musical, the whole thing was the whole stage kind of tilted and sank. I mean, it was...
The problem with Titanic, if you're doing a dramatic presentation of it or whatever, a movie, is as soon as we realize the boat is sinking and everybody's going to fucking die, then what? What do you do? From that point on, it's just everybody's running around like a
crazy... You sing.
Yeah, I guess. There's no forward motion that we don't know about. We all know the fucking boat's going to sink. And if you're not a woman or if you're not women or children, you're going to die because you're not going to get a place on the rescue boat.
Do,
What is that?
It's a whole, God, it's a long, it's a rather long scene.
God.
Where down in the telegraph room.
Hello. Oh, they make a thing about the telegraph
dude
guy.
Is
I tell you, if that was the last thing on earth, I ain't seeing
it's
that
not
fucking
a
rock musical.
Not a real rocking song.
What are you know what would be brilliant? Put the Titanic, the musical, aboard one of these fucking cruise ships. I'd love to see that.
One of the best musicals I ever saw?
Yes.
Jerry Springer, the musical.
Oh, really?
It was a ball.
Dang.
It was fucking amazing.
Right.
A really good time. I saw it with David Soul.
Right.
Hutch, or possibly Starsky.
Yeah.
Hutch.
See, you bring up Jerry Springer, and that really speaks to the hypocrisy of the GOP. Like, all Jerry Springer did was pay for a hooker with a check. Bad judgment, shouldn't have done it. You know what I mean? But compare it to Schindler.
Shouldn't have gone with the hooker, or shouldn't have,
no, he shouldn't have
been stupid enough to pay with a check.
Both. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's all he did.
Yes.
This guy, we don't even fucking know.
That's a typical Thursday
that's
for him.
That's Thursday afternoon. I got to pay for a hooker with a credit card.
Ivanka, pay the girl.
Hey, use my Google Wallet account. Pay the girl, Ivanka. Oh, yeah. She doesn't give a shit.
It's tomorrow's Faithless Friday, everybody.
That's right, Pat.
I do have, well, this kind of ties in a little bit. This isn't even that faithless. It's more like what you talked about earlier, this anti-science stuff.
Oh, God.
It just makes me fucking crazy.
Suck a dick, lunatics.
What is it? The permafrost? We posted the permafrost in Alaska is melting.
Yeah.
Permafrost. It ain't so fucking perma.
Not anymore. Where's that water going to go, stupid? Where the fuck is that water going to go?
There's a story over to Slate.
Yes.
Commie Pinko Liberal.
It be.
Slate.com.
Man, I love some Slate.
That points out.
Yes.
Kind of the anti-science, pro-supernaturally bullshit of leading up to the Third Reich. In Germany.
What do you mean?
And how similar it is to, I don't know, let's say climate change denial. The denial of fucking evolution.
Yes.
Shit like that.
Right. Poo-pooing marginalization of science types.
The earth is 6,000 years old.
Oh, yeah.
Et cetera.
Right.
Et cetera, et cetera. A historian named Eric Kurlander.
Nine.
Wrote a book called Hitler's Monsters.
Jeez.
A supernatural history of the Third Reich.
Hold on a second. Like Nazi ghosts?
Well, no, it's how they used belief in the paranormal that tied in with their whole Nazi-ish philosophy, even with the master race kind of deal, because
right.
It ties in with certain Aryan mythology and
Jesus
shit like that.
Fucking Christ. This Nazi shit is way out of fucking hand, dude.
But he talked about how what the Nazis, their beliefs.
Yes.
Echo what's going on now with the Trumpansies.
Like in terms of Jesus and God and all that bullshit.
Science in general. But yeah, they're using God as the reason for denying science here.
God damn it. Right. So does Trump really believe in young Earth? Does Trump really believe the
Trump
Earth is 6,000 years
Trump.
Old?
Trump.
He doesn't believe in
anything. He doesn't believe in anything.
He doesn't care.
Trump believes in, I want everybody to love me.
Right. I need it.
Mommy.
Need
a, I mean.
Mommy. I need a Snickers.
Pence's wife sticks her head in. Yes.
She blows everybody. Is that her job?
No. He said mommy.
Oh, yeah. Mommy.
The Nazis under, this is
nine.
At Salon.
Ooh, oui, oui.
The Nazis under Hitler embraced what this historian calls border science.
Okay.
Which operates on the fringes of real science.
Oh, wonderful. Great.
But under, quote, a faith-based epistemology. that believes in magic and miracles. And that the magic underlies scientific facts.
Shit.
So they'll believe a scientific fact, but then they'll say,
yes,
it's actually the semen of the Lord is bubbling up in the volcano.
Jesus jizz.
Sure.
That's great.
One example is that the Nazis embraced what's known as world ice theory. I never knew this.
I've never heard of that.
It's a creation myth.
Yes.
That the universe was created by two stars which collided and threw off moons and planets and shit like that. I don't ask me.
That's awesome.
You know, I mean, close. which also happened to align with ideas from Nordic mythology.
Fuck you.
Vikings.
Oh, yeah. Like from the television show we watched.
So it got a lot of support from the Nazis.
What was the name of that show? The Viking show. What was it?
Vikings.
Was it really? Oh, fuck. It was great, though.
Hilarious.
German Nazis embraced these myths and falsehoods because it fed their myth about Germany being the best. MAGA, make MAGA, make Germany great again.
Why are we doing this again? I mean, a society repeating history that has things like iPads, iPhones. I got a computer in my pocket.
Yeah.
But we're going back to the Nazi bullshit. How are we so stupid? What's wrong with us?
Trump followers, American exceptionalism and the belief that the United States was blessed by God to rule over the world doesn't differ terribly from the Nazi ideology.
Oh, that's great.
Extreme nationalism unchecked by facts or science. Right?
Yeah.
Trump. We're loyalty is the most important thing. We all need to get together in loyalty. And we're under the flag, our most beautiful flag. Oh. Look at that flag. I want to come all over its face.
But he did, though, right? He did, like, rub up against the flag at one fucking... I mean...
Grabbed a flag right in the puss.
And, you know, he says that... doesn't he say that... Doesn't he mention God... In all of his speeches, in some weird way.
Under one God.
Our God. And he's great. He's fantastic, he's our
wonderful.
God. Huge.
I played Parcheesi with him the other day.
I blew him. I did a good job, too. Mm. Pence watched. He filmed it. That's my Instagash story.
Pence kept saying mother. I was very confused.
Between the two of those guys.
I was like, you fuck your mother?
Hey, Trump, you know, if you unlock that Pandora's box, all the pervy shit
Mike
Pence is into.
Her name's Pandora?
Pence is like, God, he's only got one pee tape. I got a whole fucking gig on my hard drive. Yeah. People peeing on me.
Trump has requisitioned millions of dollars in federal funds to prove things that aren't true.
Oh,
such
wonderful.
As... All the voter fraud.
Yeah.
And it's got a bonus. The evil... Trump, I don't think, cares fuck all about voter suppression, to be honest with you. I don't think he cares. He cares that he did not lose that goddamn election to that Hillary.
Well, we said that when he was doing the G20, that all these leaders, they made sure to compliment him on his electoral win.
Big, giant,
his historic,
swinging, historic...
But he had
electoral win.
Then he didn't have the most electoral votes in all of fucking history. Right? I mean,
correct.
God, this guy's a megalomaniac.
Nor did he have the most historic margin, nor did he. Nothing. There's nothing historic.
Right.
It's baffling and dazzling, and it was unpredicted.
Yeah.
But there's nothing.
Yeah. There are.
I mean, there's no in the numbers. He didn't break any records. It wasn't the biggest inauguration ever.
I mean, a takeaway might be that we're shocked in America, again, I don't know how racist people are. Maybe that's a takeaway.
Oh, yeah, I'm not that shocked.
Right.
In the 1930s, this historian says.
Yes.
Hitler.
Nine.
And Himmler.
Okay.
gave an honorary doctoral title to the living co-progenitor, great word, of the world eyes theory. So the guy who came up with the, oh, a couple of stars whacked together and created the whole universe. Crazy pseudoscience bullshit.
I never even heard of that, man.
Well, yeah, because it's wrong.
Because it's wrong.
Because
it's bullshit.
But Hitler and Himmler gave an honorary doctorate to the guy.
Oh, my God.
Once they were in charge.
Why not?
They were way into that.
I can see that with Hitler. Didn't Bill Cosby, doesn't he have an honorary doctorate from some university? He does.
Not anymore. I think they started yanking.
Oh, they take
they?
It away? No.
This guy they gave a doctoral title to worked in the World Ice Division.
No shit.
Of the Achernebe.
Nine!
Which was Himmler's Institute of Ancestral Research.
Okay. Holy shit.
The sole purpose of the division was to coordinate and propagate world ice theory as official Nazi doctrine. So they adopted bullshit to fleece the masses, yeah. Get dummies buying onto it.
Imagine back then if they had Ancestry.com. If the Nazis had that.
Oh.
It would have been
fucking
worse.
Oh, yeah.
I mean.
How many of them have Jew blood in them, you're saying?
Can I ask you something? Why do we have that?
What?
Why do we think it's a good idea to go back through your
DNA?
Yeah. Or like, why is it a good idea to go back and to specifically map out everyone's family history? Meaning finding out exactly what ethnicity you are. Where's the upside?
Well, I think because you want to prove you don't have any Negro blood in you.
But like,
if you're a racist,
right?
You just want to. It's cool. I mean.
But think about it. That should be something that's covered up because no one's ever used that information for good. What good does it do to know that I'm, you know, I'm a 75% Irish?
I think on one of them, like,
except casino money, if you're like Native
brothers
American,
brothers and sisters
right?
are fighting each other.
What do you mean?
On a couple of them, I think you can submit your results to be compared to others who have had it done. And
oh, okay.
People are finding. Brothers and sisters they didn't know they had and shit.
That wouldn't it be funny if it came out on
Ancestry. Dad got around, you know? Right.
On Ancestry.com, if it came out that there's nothing, that it's just a guy in a room and he looks at a picture of the person, he's like, I'm going to say French, British, and fuck yeah, he's Irish.
Yeah.
Next, who cares? And every once in a while, just
wait,
a freak.
This guy's a Nazi? Let's put a little Jew in there.
Dude, that I...
And some black.
I saw the best thing ever. It's a... You buy it. For your right-wing, conservative, racist relatives, friends mainly, and you say, listen...
Hopefully you don't have a lot of right-wing, racist friends.
Well, you should look around, you know, and you find people say, listen, I got you a gift. I got you a free, you know, 30-day subscription to, you know, findoutyourroots.com, and whatever the result is, it makes you think you're black.
Okay.
It's funny. You give it to somebody who's a racist white guy, and all of a sudden, they actually think.
Oh, fake DNA results?
Yeah, he's the best. It'll piss them off. Maybe they'll kill themselves.
Kenyan.
That's great. That's brilliant, man. Find out all those fucking idiots, you know, that went and marched with the tiki torches.
Oh, yeah.
Let's convince them they're black.
That would
put your money where your mouth is, dickheads.
So, yeah, this historian was like, well, you know, this anti-science bullshit.
Yes.
Ties in with some of the anti-science platform of Hitler and the GOP.
Listen, there's a lot of reasons we should be scared of Hitler and what our country looks like now based on things that have happened in the past. But we're going to ignore everything. That's what the GOP is going to do.
As long as it can.
We can't talk about race in this country to people that really need to hear it because then they'll say we're being racist.
You're racist telling me I'm a racist.
But you are. I mean, you know, what do? Wait for him to die. That's it. You got to wait for him to die. What are you all slack-jawed over there?
Well, I'm just looking at some of the headlines. It's just, saddening.
Yes.
This is a story, this one I had pulled, a little bit of America.
Fuck you, boy.
Trump's America here.
Eat my dick.
This is a guy in South Carolina.
Fuck you.
Who filed a lawsuit.
Yes.
Because he's suffering from butt hurtage. Over the fact that they took the Confederate flag down.
Oh, no.
From the courtrooms and from the state capitol.
He's claiming he needs money because he's so sad about that there's no more Confederate flags.
Well, no, he's trying to make them put it back up.
Oh, okay. To make him feel better.
His fifis are hurt.
Oh, no.
And they're denying heritage and shit.
My waist, his fifis are hurt. Put up the stars and bars.
His name is Russell Walker. filed a suit in York, South Carolina.
You're a douche.
Demanding that the Confederate flags be returned to the main courtroom.
No, be sad. I want you to be really fucking sad, Russell.
And then Russell presented to the universe this interview.
Present Starfish.
Where you can just imagine how it goes.
I can't wait to hear this shit.
It's not about race, though, Ryan.
Oh, okay.
Women feel about abortion. That's the same type of symbol. Again, I don't believe it's a symbol of racism. I don't believe it's a symbol of slavery. That's my personal view, but how they feel is their business. But it would be ludicrous for me to tell you how they feel.
Wait a second. What?
It's not a symbol of racism to him, the yes. Confederate flag.
And by they, does he mean African Americans?
Yes, I would probably say that. The people that wanted to stay down, but I believe he's leaning darker.
Hey, Russell, you know what might help you sound less racist? When you refer to people, just don't say they. It's you know, it's dehumanizing.
Have I described him? Old, fat, white guy?
Oh, jeez. Doesn't have a problem with the monuments or anything like that. Mm.
It would be ludicrous for me to tell you how they feel.
Just wait.
Hey, I get on the street, I see Martin Luther King. I shouldn't say that. Martin Luther King.
What a dumbass.
Martin Luther Coon. Yuck, yuck, yuck. I shouldn't say that. Martin Luther King.
He cracked himself up.
Well, now he's going to say why he's how upset he is every time he sees Martin Luther Coon. Why he doesn't think that should be taken down either. Too tough titty, Negroes.
Who's taking down Martin Luther King?
He's saying if they don't take that down because he's butthurt about it,
they
shouldn't take down his stars and bars because they're butthurt.
They're equal, by the way. He's comparing the stars and bars to a civil rights leader.
And said Martin Luther King.
Is he nuts? You're stupid.
I shouldn't say that. Martin Luther King.
Fuck
I mean,
you.
should I rip the signs down or insist that they take Martin Luther King Street down and all the rest of that stuff? That's a public thing. I don't necessarily agree with it, but that's just the way it is. Hey, you had.
I don't agree with it. I don't agree with the greatest civil rights leader for black people in the 20th century. Hey, I don't think.
Yeah.
I don't agree with that.
Hey, dickhead, why don't you do what you said? Go pull the signs down and then get arrested, you fucking moron.
What don't you agree with?
I
Why pursue these? Ask these fuckers questions and get them to at least admit that, okay, I don't think black people are human.
Right.
I don't think they're equal.
Tell me what Martin Luther King said that actually offended you. Look at his words.
Right.
These guys are idiots. Martin Luther, whatever.
Hey, you had people in Baltimore, a couple nights ago, rip down a a statue of Christopher Columbus. When is it going to end?
I agree. That was, you know, I don't think anybody should be ripping down statues illegally. Vote that shit. Get that shit out of there. The city council should be stepping up, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, I mean.
But people shouldn't be just taking it upon themselves to go rip shit down.
But, I mean.
Christopher Columbus had some issues.
Yeah, he.
Some significant
genocide.
Issues. Yeah, a little genocide-y.
Yeah, fuck him. And well, I don't know what we can expect people to do because we have a president that said on many sides.
That's not what
you know
I
what
quoted
I mean?
Myself
so, like,
saying, Ryan.
You're a person of color.
I read what I said, Ryan.
Right. Well, listen, Trump, if you're a person of color and you live in this country and you're getting shot by the cops, profiled, you just said on television that you may pardon Joe Arpaio. And I don't know that it's reasonable for us to say people shouldn't tear down this shit on their own volition. They should do it through the legal channels. Really?
I think the mob should not take to the streets to tear this shit down.
I think so, too, but I don't think we should expect it. Because that's just asking too much.
Oh, yeah.
It's asking too much. Look, if you're a person of color, you're gay or you're trans in this country, we want you to play by the rules, but yet our government doesn't see you as a fucking person? That's insane. It doesn't work like that, I think.
The statue of Christopher Columbus, when is it going to end? We're going to go after Washington, Lincoln, Jefferson, everything else.
God, where do you hear that before?
Jeez.
Possibly out of our president duck face.
Right. Well, I have an answer for Russell. When is it going to end? When people like you die. And that's true. When you racist dickheads die off.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
They're probably not going to learn.
Do you think Russell is the funniest person in his little clique of shitty white fuckface friends? In which he hangs. Is he the funny one?
He filed a lawsuit to get the Confederate flag put back up. I mean,
oh, God.
Again, ask Russell, okay, it's not a racist symbol. Mm-hmm. What is it, Russ?
Yeah, what is it, dickface?
What do the stars and bars mean to you?
Freedom. I'll tell you. He'll
and then
say,
keep going.
Freedom. Heritage.
What heritage?
Mine. My white heritage.
Of that's a Confederate flag.
Yeah.
Did you have relatives that fought in the Confederacy?
Fuck you. Maybe.
Did you know that there were squads of Union soldiers formed in every single state in the South except for South Carolina?
I'm giving you the reaction.
So to say that great grandpappy,
yes,
Earl Ray Bob.
Hey.
Had no choice.
Right.
That ain't necessarily the truth.
Yeah.
Because there were pockets. There were Union soldiers conscripted. People that were like, I don't want to secede.
Yeah. You mean not everybody was on board?
Yeah.
With building a society off the backs of slaves back in the day?
Yeah, there were farmers that didn't have slaves. That didn't rely on slave labor. That were like, I like it. I like what's going on.
Yeah.
But I want more about slavery anyway.
God, could you imagine? I'm just trying to put myself in the mindset of what it would be like to live back then. And you're walking down the street and you see people being owned, being made to do shit. If you think that's wrong, then how the fuck did you even exist in society? I mean, that's fucked up.
Right?
Humans are dickheads.
Humans are gross people.
Oh, totally, dude.
Speaking of, there's a story over at the BBC.
Ooh, wee wee.
And they've discovered that there is a campaign.
Yes.
On the social medias. Of misdisinformation and memeage going on, where right wingers are putting together accounts pretending to be pro Antifa.
Oh, God. Of course. This is their MO.
And now they're putting out these memes, and they've found out where these memes are coming from. Fucking 4chan.
Oh, my God. The asshole of the fucking internet.
Somebody called for a rally, an anti-Antifa campaign.
Right.
Where they said, literally, everyone go out and Google pictures of domestic violence or domestic violence campaign or something. Steal the images.
Yes.
And then they're putting words on it like it'll be a battered woman. And it used to be a campaign that said, you know, support
right,
for whatever, call, yeah, yeah, call 911, whatever the campaign is to support battered women.
Yes.
But they took off the they only used the picture of the bruised and beaten women, and they put things on now that say, she chose to be a Nazi. Choices have consequences. Hashtag punch a Nazi.
Oh, wow.
So they're trying to make it sound like the Antifa people are saying, anybody at these white supremacist marches, you should just beat the shit out of.
God.
Especially the women. And it's all these beat up women. Here's right. one that said 53% of white women voted for Trump. 53% of white women should look like this. And it's a woman with stitches all over her face and a black eye.
Who's saying that?
Right wingers are putting it together as a false flag.
Oh, my God.
And creating these alleged Antifa accounts on Facebook and Twitter. And they're tweeting out there all these memes.
God damn it. How do the left has to get around or ahead of all this fucking right wing nut job social media manipulation? There's no reason the left can't win on this. We're smarter. There's smarter people. There's smarter progressives than dickhead conservatives out there. I'm sorry.
And these online expert people said that this campaign is pretty clumsy as they go.
It doesn't take you a long time to figure it the fuck out.
Right.
See, fake news works on the other side.
It says many of the accounts tweeting the images have clearly been created in the last 10 hours and had few to zero followers.
Right.
And all of a sudden they're tweeting out all these, all of them pop up at the same time, tweeting out these beaten up women.
Yeah.
It says, oh, good, they're Nazis. Hashtag punch a Nazi.
Well, listen, you should. It's a shame that the people you aren't trying this on are GOP fuckers, because they'll buy it. The right wing nut jobs will buy that, right? They buy the bullshit.
Well, that's who it's for.
Right.
That's who they're targeting. They want to prove. Now it's going to be all over some moron.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll be in a comment on our Facebook
Look
at some point.
Look at this.
Point.
You lefties, yeah. You guys don't like violence at all. Look at this meme that some Antifa guy tweeted.
And why wouldn't they do that? Because it works with Bill Clinton. The bodies are buried here, and the Benghazi, and the emails, the Pizzagate, the spirit dinners. I mean, the fucking Sandy Hook truthers.
Chemtrails.
What was the other one?
Chimera.
But there was other ones. The Jade Helm 15, whatever the fuck that was.
My personal favorite.
Jade Helm.
Yeah.
Texas is going to be occupied
America. Obama's going to send, they're going to somehow subtly sneak troops in and then take over Texas.
Oh, my God.
To the point where the governor of Texas addressed it. Said, we're going to look into it.
We're going to look into it. And that motherfucker knows it's bullshit.
Remember we played that clip of the town hall, like in Ground Zero, where they were actually going to be doing the exercises?
Right.
And there was like some colonel addressing, answering all their questions. Here's what you're going to see. Here's what we're doing. And that one, remember that one old man that stood up?
Yes.
And he said, I don't care what you say. I know that you're trying to take over and you're lying. I don't care what you say.
I don't believe you. But they'll believe Donald Trump or any other dickhead.
If that old man's still alive, I have no doubt that he voted Trump.
Why did Fox News and all these bags of garbage, why did you want to turn everybody into this country into fucking idiots? Because it worked. What do you do? We could be as technically advanced as we want.
The last thing they want
whatever.
Is an educated electorate. You can't boss people around. You can't fleece them. How do I make billions of dollars?
I don't know.
If I can't keep people stupid.
Yeah. What do we do with this country? Everybody's so fucking dumb. What are we going to fucking do? Those polls we read, by the way, for previous episodes of this podcast, go to crabdiving.com, go to iTunes, go to Stitcher.
I have a follow-up on that poll. Poll.
Crab diving follow-up.
But go ahead.
My point is, it's just that we did that segment, and there's just a lot of dumb as fuck fuckers out there, and they vote, and there's nothing we can do about it. They're just dumb as shit.
The now I'm trying to find where that poll.
I mean, it was the undecideds that really got me. People that, that couldn't decide. There are people that believe Russia colluded. We colluded with Russia. The Trump colluded with Russia, his campaign. And there are people that don't believe that. But there are people that are undecided.
Yes.
Our intelligence communities, they're not undecided. They know.
The we talked about these polls yesterday. One of the kind of disturbing ones was, which religious group do you think faces the most discrimination here in the United States?
What?
And in total,
Christians.
49% said Muslims.
Right. Okay. Reasonable.
I think they get it.
We got to ban them so we can figure out what the fuck is going on.
I would think probably number two would be the Jews.
Yes. Okay.
Maybe.
Right. Well, I
possibly
mean, yes.
The poor Scientologists with all those TV shows against them. Right. But no, number two is Christian.
How so? How fucking so?
The, I guess it's just the bulb. It's not the, all the power did not go out.
The lights are going on and off in the studio. Who cares, I guess. I'm glad you're seeing that. I thought I was having a stroke. I'm the only one.
49% say Muslims are the most discriminated against religious group in the United States of America. Right. 29% said the Christians.
That's fucked up. That's stupid.
8% said Jews. 14% said not sure. So more people were not sure than picked Jews as being discriminated against.
That's crazy. There's no war on Christianity.
What we did not do that I didn't get to yesterday was there's also a breakdown of that poll by who they voted for in 2016.
Okay.
If you voted for Hillary Clinton.
Yes.
77% of Hillary Clinton voters believe Muslims are facing the most discrimination in this country.
Fake news!
8% say Christians. So, which, again, what the hell's wrong with that 8%? But nonetheless, overwhelming.
That's reassuring? Or?
Donald J. Trump voters.
Christians! There's a war on Christianity!
54% said Christians.
See, I
not the Muslims.
Right. I think that's low for that group.
22% said Muslims.
Right. God damn.
12% said the Jews. 12% not sure.
So I guess what do? We congratulate Fox News. Send over a fruit basket. You guys did good. This is you did your job. You made all these white people, these rich white people, think they're being oppressed. Why? Because of gay marriage? Because of marriage equality? What's it matter?
Yeah, I guess. Who can explain?
How does it make your Jesus any less Jesus-y because gay people can be married? How does it affect your life, dick faces? How?
Look at that hurricane.
Okay.
We wouldn't be getting those hurricanes.
I mean, if that were the case. Fucking A. Blowjobs calls low pressure fronts or however hurricanes are created. I know that fucking light keeps going. You know what I bet?
I can't tell if it's just the light or if it's the light and the fan.
Somehow Jesus loosened the light bulb. So now when the fan circles around every once in a while, it jiggles the bulb.
You look at you and your science
out of the,
I think it's a demon flying around blocking the light
out of my ass.
Prove it ain't.
Yeah, prove it's not Jesus. That's Ganesh. Use one of your arms and fix the light. He's got all those arms, right? Ganesh has shit tons of arms.
No, we went
Shiva
over this, didn't we? Yeah.
Yes.
I think that's Shiva.
Big ups.
So there you go. Majority of Trump voters.
Right. They're stupid.
Believe that
they're all stupid.
Christians are the most persecuted group. Here in the country.
Oh, that's rich. How many fucking churches are there in this goddamn city in which we live? 70 million.
Oh, my God. This city now?
And they're huge.
The new city, yeah.
They're all the size of fucking Walmart, man.
Right.
There are so many. They have all these little fucking campuses. They have campuses, some of these churches.
Yeah.
They're so big.
And then half a block away, you'll be three little storefronts.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And a trailer.
Yes. But explain to me how they're under attack. They're being discriminated against. This is your time, guys.
Yesterday on the Alex Jones show, we played a little clip of Alex Jones yesterday also. Go to iTunes, Stitcher, crabdivey.com.
Fuck you.
Alex had a special guest on InfoWars, none other than Sheriff Joe Arpaio.
Oh, my God. What a bag of donkey shit.
He appeared on the show, and he thanked Alex Jones, the staff of InfoWars, and Roger Stone for talking to the president on his behalf.
Oh, great. Roger fucking Stone.
They have prepared paperwork for pardoning former Sheriff Joe Arpaio.
Oh, God.
For when and if he makes the final decision to do so.
It's like a reality show. It's a game show.
And the other night at his Nuremberg rally in Phoenix in front of Phoenicians.
Yes.
He said, I'll make a prediction. I think he's just going to be just fine, okay?
He's going to be
but
okay.
I won't do it tonight because I don't want to cause any controversy. Is that okay? All right. But Sheriff Joe can feel good.
Think about the people that hate Sheriff Joe Arpaio when they hear him say that, when they hear Schittler, their fucking president. Talk about that racist.
Yeah.
They must lose their fucking mind.
He got fired for doing his job?
What if you were pulled over? What if you're a person of color in Arizona that's been pulled over by these loons for no fucking reason? Man.
Yeah. Sheriff Joe opened his remarks by saying, I want to thank you, Alex, your staff, Jerry Corsi, Roger Stone, for bringing the story out and reaching the president.
Reach around.
Here's a little audio.
But the bigger story is, as I said earlier, Trump didn't know about this because they've got him so isolated. Former sheriff of Maricopa County, former federal agent in the DEA, Sheriff Arpaio, thank you for joining us. Wow, thanks for giving us the exclusive. You've got the floor. What it's like to see this, to see Trump come through, how they've got the CIA on TV saying they want to kill him. I mean, this cut.
Citations, please.
Does the CIA, what do they have? What was it called? When, like, one of these agents are on some sort of kill list or something.
Oh, the burn list?
He's on a burn list.
Burn order?
There's been a burn order issued for Sheriff Joe Arpaio by the CIA. They're going after him. 85-year-old man, by the way. They're going to go take him down?
By the way, this guy, Jerome Corsi.
Yes.
Is the author of Where's the Birth Certificate?
Oh, my God.
The case that Barack Obama is not eligible to be president.
How do you write a whole motherfucking novella on this shit? That's your whole book? Really?
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, first of all, I've said this for many, many years. I learned one thing, especially in the federal government, that the president sets the tempo. He sets the tone. And this president is setting the tempo and the tone. The problem is you have to...
Yeah, he's setting the fuck out of it.
No shit, dude.
Have people that will follow out his policies, not try to beat him down or oppose him. And I worry sometimes about the bureaucracy, Alex. I mean, where...
These are the guys who couldn't... If Obama said today's Tuesday, they would be like, you're lying! Talk about opposing someone.
God damn it. And he's talking to Alex fucking Jones, a guy who was prominently discussed in one of our president's speeches recently, is like has a relationship with somebody as marginal as Alex Jones. I mean, it really is bananas.
Yeah. Exclusive interview.
And people gave Obama shit about that preacher he had a relationship with, or he used to be
Reverend Wright. Yeah.
Yeah. People lost their mind.
It is the real loyalty. A lot of people don't like this president. Actually don't like him. So you know what? Those in the government that don't like him, that are not going to follow his policies, get rid of him. I don't know why it's taken this long. to make changes. For example, the
because half of the country is not Republican. Half of just slightly under half of our representatives in the United States Senate and the House are not Republican. And why do these people think that because they have the majority, everybody should roll over and present bungholes for fuckage?
Because is it that when you have a close bungholes for fuckage?
It's a band name.
Yeah, that's a good one. But like, if you win a close election, I would think your first order of business is to reach over to the other side, reach around and say, hey, guys, I want everybody in the tent. I'm everybody's fucking president.
That's what normal people do, accept the responsibility to be the president of everyone, not this fuckhead.
No. I mean, he's actually pissed off his own base. I mean, he's alienated the left. There's no way he's not going to bring anybody under his tent who's a progressive.
Unlikely, yeah.
But Jesus Christ, he's pissing off the conservatives too.
Integrity unit that went after me under Lynch and Holder.
Lynch and Holder. Lynch we and know Holder. What colors they are.
They're not white, Pat.
The same people are there. Why aren't they changing these people? That's you have the opening of the.
They just ignore the president's orders.
There are people who are there from the George Bush administration still. There are people still around, possibly from the George Herbert Walker Bush. There are career people that do get appointed that stay there for their whole careers. It's how our government works. You don't get to have a giant douche. And purge everyone out of the colon of our government.
And by the way, he needs them there. He can't fill all the spots.
Well, right.
He can't fill all the positions. He can't just start letting people go now.
Yeah, even the partisan spots that a president, where they do purge everybody, they haven't refilled the places where people from the previous administration quit.
Why don't they go get the old FEMA director and offer him his job? Say, hey, dude, do you want to do this? Because we got this hurricane rolling in. Who is that?
Brownie.
Oh.
Why don't you come in? You did great with Katrina. A whole bunch of black people died. That was spectacular.
Is there anybody else? Anybody?
Well, I can't name one because we never
had a problem with Obama.
We never had a criminally negligent FEMA director before.
Right. We just know GOP types because, you know.
Maybe he should call you up there to help
fucking
with that.
Brownie guy, before he did FEMA, he was way into horses.
Oh, right, yeah.
What's
Man of the People?
That's you have the opening of the.
They just ignore the president's orders. Maybe he should call you up there to help with that.
Well, you know what? I'm not looking for a job. And, you know, when the president calls, everybody says, oh, I have to serve my country. I have to go. Well, that's okay. I understand that. That's patriotism. However, if he called me, it would be very difficult for me to turn him down because I will do anything to help him out. I don't know if that makes
sense. Can you imagine him hiring Sheriff? I mean, yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Of course we can.
What would he do? I have.
They talked to Clark.
Right.
They talked to Clark, the lunatic
David Clark,
who wears a cowboy hat
and fake,
who is the sheriff of Milwaukee fucking county in Wisconsin, and fake badges,
fake medals or something like that,
fake medals.
Bullshit.
Makes sense to you or not?
No, I get it. Aren't you like 85?
You have to give that out.
You look like you're about 70. My point is you've got such stamina, such energy. I understand you don't want...
Do you take my supplements? Let the man talk.
Give me a supplement.
Point is, you've got such stamina, such energy. I understand you don't want more work. You deserve to rest. But absolutely, I would imagine somebody like you is chomping at the bit to keep doing his duty.
God, sucky, sucky, Jackie. Good guy.
Keep doing his duty.
I can see Sheriff Joe Arpaio as being like, I don't know, what does Trump need? What does he need? Everybody.
Homeland Security.
Yeah. Oh, why not? Or when Jeff Sessions leaves, he could be AG. Why not? Who gives a fuck?
We'll have a nationwide papers, please, law.
What? Is Joe Arpaio going to run for governor of Arizona or Senate or something like that? Why not?
Yeah, right.
God.
he's going to primary Flake. I don't like him.
He doesn't like him at all.
It's part of today's Festivus.
Ooh. All right. Is he anti-flaking Trump?
Yeah. Before he tweeted the movie of himself at FEMA.
God.
And
the fuck?
Remember, plan ahead. He tweeted this morning.
Yes.
The fake news is now complaining about my different types of back-to-back speeches.
Okay.
Well, there was Afghanistan.
Right.
Somber. The big rally, enthusiastic, dynamic, and fun. And the American Legion, VA, respectful and strong. Too bad the Dems have no one who can change tones.
Oh my! What are you kidding me? Are you kidding me with that?
No, I just read it, and it's not just the tone; it's the message. Your message was different. It wasn't.
God, he's a hack.
It wasn't equality, unity, and somber. It wasn't equality, unity, and enthusiastic, dynamic, and fun. And equality, unity, and respectful and strong. It was the first night. Was Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Was all somber, but hurt.
Yes.
Let's not forget he opened the telling the American people that he's going to send more kids to potential death.
Right.
Somber. By saying, I just want everyone to know, I'm really not a racist. I'm not into Nazis, goddammit. I hate the KKK.
Right. He had to tell people, I hate the KKK, because you might not be sure where I stand on the KKK. Somber.
And then the rally was... Hate everybody.
Well, it's fun.
Hate the brown people.
Right.
Hate the media. Hate everybody who's not like you.
He literally listed every media organization he hated.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, how is that fun?
And
fun!
And quoted himself incorrectly.
Right. Oh, yeah. He left out the one thing.
This is what I said on Monday.
No, dickhead. No!
Well, he did say that. He just left out the addenda.
That's true.
From his pudenda.
So before he makes a speech, does someone take him aside and say, listen, Donald, this one's supposed to be somber, or this is supposed to
I
be a
that.
Fun one?
I studied Stanislavski.
Stanislavski, that tells you to not do that. That's bad. That's bad actor shit. You can't play
not
somber.
Not the way I do Stanislavski. I know much more than Stanislavski.
Ooh, yes.
Believe me.
Right.
This morning he tweeted, I requested that Mitch
the bitch,
he's only got 140 to work with,
right,
and Paul R,
right,
tie the debt ceiling legislation to the popular VA bill which just passed for easy approval. They ... didn't do it. So now we have a big deal with Dems holding them up, as usual, on debt ceiling approval. Could have been so easy. Now a mess.
Everybody fucked up. Now I gotta fix it. That's what he's saying. This guy is a dickhead.
If anything goes correctly, I did that.
Right.
That was me. If anything doesn't happen that he wants, it's not my fault.
Do you know any people in your life that are impossible, like totally fucking impossible?
Sure.
This is one of those guys.
Yeah.
We have an impossible person as president.
And you talk about fucking privileged and unaccountable for anything his entire fucking life. Not accountable. And that's proof of it. The fact that he takes credit for victories.
Yeah.
I alone. He all pissed off that Bannon was taking some credit for getting his fucking saggy orange ass elected.
Yeah.
That was me. I had already beaten all those bitches.
His vanity is going to kill us.
Yeah.
He's always got to be the funniest guy. He's always got to be the smartest guy. He's always got to be right. I don't know. Where is America in all of that?
Great.
It's great.
It's getting greater. It's going to make it fabulous.
Ooh, tremendous.
Prepare your ear holes for former Speaker of the House. Run out in disgrace.
The spicy?
Speaker of the House.
Oh, Speaker of the House. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, Hastert?
From Georgia. Yeah, they got Hastert out of diddler prison.
Oh, right.
To Gingrich. Come and interview.
He didn't have to resign because of that. That's right. That was way after his reign.
Newt,
I got confused.
Newt Gingrich.
Republican loons.
Newt Gingrich fucked around on his dying wife.
Right.
Among other horrible things. And is now a consummate Trump
yes,
nurser.
Sucker. Absolutely.
Yeah, nursing upon those moves.
Yeah, he's selling shitty books, right? Is that the sound of Newt nursing?
Yeah, yeah. He pops out his bridge.
I got to get a good purchase on that nip.
Here's Newt on. I double apologize.
Yes,
on with Fox's Tucker Carlson.
Oh my fucking god! Really? With the fucking motherfucking bow tie.
Really, a hemorrhoid on the pucker of the nation.
You are a douchebag.
Here is Newt Gingrich.
Yes.
Talking about,
ooh.
Who cares what it is? Here's Newt Gingrich saying something shitty.
Sonny's getting stronger and beginning to win. I mean, it's horrifying if you're a real left winger.
So I spent a lot of time on the show pointing out the hysteria and the absurdity of some of the claims on the left, and we'll continue to do that because it's unbelievable.
On the hysteria and the claims on the left. Like, Russia, Russia, Russia. And oh, Trump's a Nazi.
Imagine we're talking about Hillary Clinton or something like that.
Oh, well, she shot bullets out of her snatch and killed Seth Rich.
Comet, ping pong, Pizzagate.
On the left, and we'll continue to do that because it's unbelievable.
Thank you.
On the other hand, just
thanks, Tucker, for doing what you do, pal.
Thanks, fucking dickhead.
American, I don't want a civil war. I don't want this to happen. I don't want the country to be this divided. What's a solution to this?
Well, how are we going to get those cucks to shut the hell up and just accept our boot heels?
What's the solution?
That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
Take our boot heels. Take our cocks down your throats, whether you like it or not. No dissent.
Yes.
No compromise.
Right.
Fuck you, you assholes.
Yeah. I mean, hey, maybe your party.
Authoritarian cuntwads.
Yes. Maybe you cuntwads can start treating people like people no matter their sexual orientation or fucking skin color. That would help to prevent, you know.
How dare you bring up race? You hate white people.
I hate you.
We're the most persecuted, especially white Christians. They don't let us hate people. What the fuck?
Yeah, you can't tolerate my intolerance. Suck my dick.
Civil war. I don't want this to happen. I don't want the country to be this divided. What's a solution to this?
Well, look, I think a very good friend of mine teaches Civil War history at Gettysburg College, and he has made the case.
Gettysburg College. I'm just going to point that one out.
Right.
At Gettysburg College, and he has made the case that the parallels between Trump's inaugural and Lincoln's inaugural and the reactions to them are amazing.
Oh, he's comparing Trump to Lincoln.
How do we... His inaugural.
That the country was could half the country went nuts because Lincoln was inaugurated and he said, we're going to take your slaves away.
Oh, my God.
But Newt is talking about it as if Trump is Lincoln.
Yes.
And we are the slave owners.
Right.
Who want to preserve... slavery. We're the bad guys.
Are the slave owners.
Oh yeah.
You're the
bad
Nazis.
Guys.
You're walking around with fucking torches saying blood and soil.
No, they're just trying to make it fair for everyone.
I'm not the bigot. He's the bigot.
You're not seeing how those white men in their sassy tight pants and their rolled up sleeve short sleeve shirts.
Hipster racists.
Are persecuted.
Inaugural and Lincoln's inaugural. And the reactions to them are amazing. That if you go and you look at how South Carolina slave newspapers responded to Lincoln, and then you look at how the left responded to Trump, they're almost verbatim parallels.
Prove it.
So we who are losing our minds because we're worried that Trump wants to reverse the results of the Civil War and his foul knuckle-dragging minions.
You're like a slave owner.
Would like that mulligan. Then why that's the same as the racist Southern newspapers squealing, you're not taking our slavery.
There is no other response that is, you just have to say, listen, Newt, you're a dickhead. What you're saying doesn't make any sense. I'm not even going to argue with you. Fuck you. You moron.
How the left responded to Trump, they're almost verbatim parallels. And, You know, I wish we could all sing Kumbaya and come together, but I don't think that's going to happen. And I think what's going to happen is the left is going to get crazier and crazier. You just did this piece I told you a while ago. I have to get this in. That I think we really ought to talk about ESPN as the extremely stupid political network.
Yeah.
Because what they do, no matter how Trump goes off the reservation, they find a way to be dumber. I mean, every time you get ready to think, well, you know, the president really shouldn't do X, they come along and do something crazy.
I know.
On the left.
It's almost like they're working.
That's the end of the clip. But
because they're commenting on something Schittler's saying, they're being crazy.
Because even ESPN can't keep their mouths shut when Trump is flying us into the side of a mountain,
dude. I mean, what does Newt want? What does Newt want?
Selling books.
From the left, though. Like, what? Yeah, he doesn't care about any of this shit. You're right. He's selling stupid fucking pop-up. Doesn't he have a children's book? He makes a line of children's books.
Sure.
Beautiful pop-ups or something. Probably people in Klan's robes.
DVDs and shit?
Oh, God.
You could buy all kinds of stuff.
Does he do DVDs where he walks into a green screen and talks to people about history? Hi, I'm Newt Gingrich, disgraced leader of the Speaker of the fucking House from back in the day, and I'm going to tell you about black people in the 1860s.
Gingrich Productions.
Oh, fuck you. Oh, my God. Where's he located? Where are they located? Hollywood?
I don't know. The latest featured products. Mm. There is a children's book called Hail to the Chief.
Creepy.
And there's a book by Newt called Treason, a novel.
Hilarious. It's all about Barack Hussein Obama, I'm sure. Treason.
Visit our store. Number one New York Times bestseller.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. Really? It was? Number one New York Times bestseller. Understanding Trump by Newt Gingrich.
You got to write a
Hail
whole book.
Hail to the Chief. You can get the children's book autographed for $19.99.
Oh, jeez. What kid gives a fuck about that fuck nuts
you can
autograph?
Get Ellis the Elephant plush toy.
Well, why does he have that? Is the elephant the GOP, right?
He's got a working vagina.
Oh, okay. Oh, God.
Realistic. All these can be autographed. Duplicity, a novel.
Right.
Autographed, $19.99. Oh, Victory at Yorktown. Newt Gingrich and William Forstchen. I love these second names because you know the second name is the person that actually wrote the book.
All the motherfucking work.
For some reason, they're having a sale, $29.99 down to $9.99.
God.
Ronald Reagan, Rendezvous with Destiny, autographed.
That sounds pervy. Like you hooked up with Reagan on this one day. It was Destiny. We blew each other.
Rediscovering God Scissor. In America.
Bah.
Autographed.
Suck my dick.
Ooh, updated third edition.
Oh, wow. A third edition. Yeah. So there's enough content to warrant another fucking edition,
He wrote a paragraph for an update.
Is that a textbook taught in a college?
No. $24.99 autographed.
Oh, shit.
Gettysburg, a novel of the Civil War by Newt Gingrich and William Forstchen.
William.
William Forstchen guy is doing a lot of writing.
Yeah,
He's allowing Newt to slap his fat fingers.
What do you think William got percentage-wise? Less, I imagine.
Oh, probably a flat fee.
Yeah, because Newt's name, man. You know you're going to make some cash.
Although he is putting his name on it, so it's not like totally ghostwritten like The Art of the Deal.
Oh, right. That's bullshit.
And that, what was the story we did last week? That Andrea Tantaros, that idiot from Fox.
Yes.
Who's, I mean, we're on her side for one thing.
Oh, yeah,
she's suing the fuck out of Fox for
That's good.
Sexual harassment.
She's still a loon, man.
But she was a renowned on that ridiculous news network, alleged news network.
Yes.
Anti-feminist.
Always right.
Talked about how feminism was evil and ruined the country and all that stuff.
I know Andrea Tantaros because we've played so many of her batshit clips
she's heinous.
On our program.
But it turns out that there's a lawsuit filed by a dude who said she did not pay him for ghostwriting her book about I don't need to be a feminist to be successful.
That's right. I fucking forgot about that. Just pay him.
A man. She paid a man to write her book that says,
up.
Fuck your feminism. I could be a successful woman.
Why didn't they just pay her? Pay that guy. Just pay him because you know it's going to blow up in your face.
Well, then they tried to stifle it because when he sued,
right.
Her lawyers said, filed a motion to suppress all the documents and everything.
Suppress.
Because if it got out, they even, remember we read it.
Yes.
That if it got out, it would hurt her reputation as a, well, yeah.
Of course. It's a book about feminism.
And the judge said, not my problem. Yeah.
Fucking dude, yes.
Fortunately, the judge said, not my problem.
Why didn't you pay the guy like he agreed upon? Yeah.
Amazing the hypocrisy on that side. Yeah, it's just fucking blinding at times.
It's bananas.
Crazy bald.
Right.
Lots for tomorrow. I've got a whole bunch of stories stacking up for Faithless Friday, y'all.
Oh, shit.
On the Twitter, you know that Donald J. Trump, our commander-in-chief, is quite prolific. And that's how he... God, I don't... There's part of me that's like, let him keep tweeting. I mean, it's really always just a gunshot to his own head for the most time, of his tweets.
Some of them have implications, right?
Right.
When he saber rattles with North Korea.
The Defense Department for, what was it, 9 minutes was like, yeah. Oh my God, are we going to get the launch codes?
I mean, also when he goes after individuals, that's to me kind of, I mean, that's cyberbullying, right? Melania.
Well, there's a GoFundMe page now.
Yes.
I mean, I find it unlikely that it's going to succeed, but it is put up by a former CIA operations officer.
Yes.
Who wants to buy Twitter.
Oh, my God.
And delete Donald Trump's account.
Holy shit.
You may recognize his name.
Yes.
This person says, Donald Trump has done a lot of horrible things on Twitter, from emboldening white supremacists to promoting violence against journalists. His tweets damage the country and put people in harm's way. Valerie Plame.
Oh, yeah.
Wilson wrote GoFundMe page.
Damn, that's such a fucked up thing that happened to her, right?
Yeah, as a political fuck you, Dick Cheney, who...
Yes.
Another reason he should be behind bars.
Evil. Yeah, this sucks.
For outing a... Treason. Treason. He
right.
outed a CIA operative because, what was it, her husband wouldn't play ball or something like that?
Oh, yeah. Some retribution.
Yeah. She said... it's time to shut him down. The bad news is Twitter has ignored growing calls to enforce their own community standards and delete Trump's account. The good news is we can make that decision for them. This GoFundMe will fund the purchase of a controlling interest in Twitter at the current market rate. That would require over $1 billion.
No shit.
But that's a small price to pay to take away Trump's most powerful megaphone and prevent a horrific nuclear war. Wouldn't it be great if Jeff Bezos decided to buy Twitter?
Fucking God, that would be awesome.
Oh, my God.
But,
you know, they've got that gab. Do you remember that? That's they decided that once Facebook was, and Twitter and all these others, but mainly Facebook, was going to try to go after fake news, like the real fake news.
Right.
Like fake news.
Yeah.
Fake news. They were like, well, that's it. We're butthurt. They're silencing our First Amendment rights to say that Hillary's an obvious alien. And she killed people with her forked tongue.
Big forked tongue.
That they create, some asshole created Gab.
Yes.
Which is like the Facebook for horrible racist Trump supporters, basically. Yeah. And it ain't doing well.
Oh.
What a shock.
Yeah, what a shocker.
They're trying to... All right, First Amendment rights. I'm going to go to Gab and say all the shit I want.
You're going to say it into a fucking void of people that agree with you.
Exactly.
And there's not... The thing is, there's
And Russian troll bots aren't going to go to Gab.
Right.
Because they're not going to waste their time.
It's going to be lonely.
Exactly.
There's not going to be any content. It's not going to be any... You guys aren't going to create anything for people to agree with. Because you don't have any ideas. You're just racist. And you know what you hate. You don't have any ideas. But you know what you hate.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do over there?
A whole bunch of stuff. A whole lot of hating going on, just like Jesus would want.
Oh, yeah. Jesus would dig it. Jesus would look down on this fucking planet right now and be like, Dude, do you know what I went through for you fuck sticks? Somebody put me up on a cross, put thorns in my head. Could you imagine? It's some bird landed on my shoulder and ate at my eyeball. Do you see that part in the movie? That fucking happened to me for you. You guys are garbage. That's right. Fuck you. Now I'm going to give you more cancer.
Although technically I did it to myself.
All right. Jesus killed himself?
Well, it's that whole Trinity thing, right? Depends on what you. It depends on what you believe.
Why the fuck does it say God sacrificed his only son? Blah, blah, blah. Why say that then?
But isn't Jesus also God?
Oh,
yeah. My. See?
It's complicated, guys. Sounds like a log line to
That's
a Jimmy
right.
Paul
Atheism
Rudd
is so much easier.
There's nothing. Yeah, I agree. It's a lot easier.
Or it's okay to say we don't know. That's one of the main things.
No, yeah, I don't fucking know.
That's what science is.
Right.
You keep trying to explain it until yes. you do know.
You live in the fucking question, you dick face.
Oh, yeah, what was before? Okay, if there was a Big Bang 4 billion years ago, what was before that, huh? Well, we don't know. Oh, proof that God exists, dummy.
The universe is infinite. It's complicated.
It had to be God then. Prove it wasn't. It's exhausting. We talked a little bit about Mar-a-Lago a little while ago, and I mentioned that it'll probably be easy.
Yes.
To pick up a room.
Or
have an event there, because we are now learning that the 18th charity has now canceled their event.
Yes.
And cut ties with Mar-a-Lago.
Oh, shit.
Because of Trump's comments about Charlottesville.
Well, wait. Now, didn't he see the comments he said at the Nazi rally?
I read exactly what I said.
The Florida Hospital Foundation has now canceled plans to hold a fundraising luncheon at Mar-a-Lago in November and has become the 18th charity to cut ties.
Yes.
After these comments from Schittler.
Right.
The Bethesda Hospital Foundation is moving its Women of Grace event.
Yes.
From Mar-a-Lago to the Boca Raton Resort and Club.
Right. Why wouldn't you? What is this Women of Grace? What is that?
It's a hospital thingy.
Yeah. You don't want to associate it with a guy who's into Nazis and grabbing pussies and says horrible shit and is racist. I understand.
The Bethesda Hospital Foundation, which supports a medical center in Boynton Beach, Florida, had previously held its luncheon at Mar-a-Lago for 4 years running. The luncheon was one of the largest for Mar-a-Lago, with about 500 people.
Oh, shit.
It was also one of the most lucrative. In 2015, the charity spent $10,000 on rent and facility costs, $85,000 on food and bevies.
Oh, shit.
Other luncheons at Mar-a-Lago have brought in other figures between $25,000 and $40,000. So this is one of their biggest.
That's a ton. What kind of food did they serve at this thing, I wonder?
Previously, 12 charities pulled out plans to hold nighttime galas or dinner events.
Yes.
Five others had canceled luncheons.
Right.
Those cancellations have erased the bulk of outside social events on Mar-a-Lago's calendar for the winter, quote, social season in Palm Beach. Like, this is their supposed to be their busy time. Nobody wants to fucking go.
Of course. It's embarrassing, right?
A version of this story at a different place. I'm reading from the Washington Post. Might be Raw Story, whatever. But it says Trump is literally losing millions because of his stupid fucking comments after Charlottesville.
I mean, you think he's accomplishing everything he wanted to for his fucking brand by being president? I mean,
his kids can't wait for this to be over. There's not going to be anything left.
As far as
their name,
that's done. Trump is shit unless he can come up with some fucking brand of bullshit they can sell in Walmart with his name on it. You know, who wants a Trump thing?
At the moment, there's only 3 galas remaining on the schedule.
Schedule? Hello?
There's a luncheon, a charity brunch, and a lecture put on by a Palm Beach nonprofit.
Right.
I think one of them,
it's a Klan rally,
if I recall, is a police organization.
Oh, okay. Blue Lives Matter.
Taken together, it appears the canceled events represent more than 1.7 million, they're estimating.
No shit. Damn.
In recent years, Mar-a-Lago has reported profits between 3.9 and 9 million.
But then the face of their organization goes on TV and says, on all sides, baby! You know?
All 18 of the cancellations came after last week's comments by the president, who said there were fine people among those protesting to keep a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee on display in Charlottesville.
The thing is, even if you don't hate Donald Trump, you still don't want to go to his fucking facilities. You don't want to be seen at his hotel. I don't want that bag. Even if you like the guy, do you want that baggage? Fuck no.
So who are the fine people? The ones chanting, Jews will not replace us?
Oh,
God. Is it
God.
Those guys?
I don't know, Pat.
I'm sure there's some fine people.
Right. Look real hard. See if you can find some nice souls in there.
That was another one of those interesting points from that PPPPPP poll yesterday.
Yes.
Was favorable view of white supremacists, remember, and favorable view of Nazis. It was quite low. Higher in Trump supporters, though.
Oh, jeez, that's weird. What would that tell you? What would that fucking tell you? I'm God.
But if you're a Trump supporter, you're incapable of even that rudimentary logic, I think.
Yeah.
And so deluded and so overwhelmed with confirmation bias.
Do you think liberals were just... Is this teaching us that we've been too into trying to bring people to the other side, to educate, to say, like, don't be a racist, don't be a dick, don't be a homophobe? Because now, if you are any of those things, what's your excuse? Because we all know, right? Everybody knows that Black Lives Matter. Everybody knows trans lives matter. Everybody knows gay people are fucking people and lesbians. They're all fucking people. So what's your excuse for being a bigoted dickhead?
I saw a comment fight going on where one moronic Trumpanzee was being challenged. And they said... that the president was right, that not everybody there was protesting. Everybody there was a white supremacist. Some were just there protesting their heritage.
Protesting their heritage.
And that you can't judge everybody that voted for Trump by a few guys chanting, Jews will not replace us. So this other person in the comments said, oh, well, then you can't judge all of Black Lives Matter by a few people chanting, kill the cops, bacon in the frying pan. Well, that's different.
It is different. They're talking about being inclusive.
Well, no, it's just, it's hypocrisy.
Yeah, yeah. God.
We say you can't judge either. I agree. We can't. I don't judge every Trump supporter by a bunch of tiki torch toting twats.
But that when I see somebody that voted for Trump, that's exactly what I think. I see I voted for Trump. I think racist. That's the first thing I think of. Racist.
I don't think that's what they're going for.
I mean, sorry, guys. That's your brand. When I see Trump, I think racist. That's what he turned his brand into. The Klan. That's amazing.
Breitbart, we talked about a little bit yesterday, also has continued to declare war on Javanka.
Oh, wee wee.
Jared and Ivanka mash.
Is that what people are calling
mash
that?
Up? That's what
Javanka.
That's what Bannon calls them.
You know, there's a picture, I forget what publication, but it was a picture of Bannon, Jared, and Don Jr., not the ugly, the one with the less fucked up looking face, the guy with the dark hair.
There was okay.
Don Jr.
That's Don Jr.
Not the one with the little barracuda teeth and the weird inset eyes. But those three, Jared, Don Jr., and...
TP for my bunghole.
Right. He doesn't like Beavis. And then Bannon. And God, Bannon just does not look like a human being next to those people. I mean, he is ugly as fuck. Racism and hate has really made that guy kind of fucked up looking, right?
Well, probably alcohol and meth and coke.
Yes.
And whatever.
And bigotry.
Drano.
He's just ugly.
Who the fuck knows what those people were into?
He's just ugly as shit. Honestly.
If you're in the Pensacola area, join the liberals Saturday.
That's right, baby.
Who are going to be counter-protesting.
Yes.
A rally that's going to be held to save
right.
the Confederate statue in downtown
what
Pensacola.
What do we need to bring? Do we need to bring wet rags to cover our faces from the tear gas? Or, like, what's going to happen with these crazy fucking rednecks?
I don't know what to expect. Actually, I'm fascinated. I'm definitely bringing the camera. Maybe we'll do a live Facebook or something from there.
We need to bring the dog for protection.
I'm not bringing the dog
for protection. Makes it worse. You got to carry Kate around. We should bring her. It's outside. She might like it. Kate, have you been downtown? Has she been down to Pensacola yet or no? To the downtown area, Seville, right?
I don't believe she has.
Okay, well, maybe we should take her.
We do have another story of Trumpian America here before we got a couple more minutes left on the big show here today. Don't forget tomorrow, Faithless Friday, y'all.
That's right, baby.
There was a. Oh, good God.
You sound like Frasier. Good God.
God.
Good God, Lilith.
Earlier this month.
Yes.
Demonstrators, in the wake, they say, to protest a Confederate monument in the wake of the Unite the Right rally.
Yes.
Demonstrators in Virginia Beach.
Okay.
Held a mock slave auction.
Oh, God.
Protesters pretended to auction off Sean Brown, a Democratic congressional candidate.
Oh, I see. Hilarious. Hilarious. He's black.
The mock auction was presumably intended to shed light on the institution of slavery. I think they possibly could have chosen maybe a different way to...
Right.
Say you're... I mean, these people... This is our side that put up the fake slave auction.
God damn it, guys. There's no excuse for this, because if you're looking to do something theatrical, you got plenty of people you can ask that might know what the fuck... That will know what they're talking about. This is our shit.
Yeah, that's not the wisest move.
Presentations, plays, you know, artistic shit. Ask a progressive. Whoever did this is an idiot. Stupid slave auction.
Yeah,
fuck?
Why don't you guys auction me off?
No.
I don't think so.
Stupid.
Not a good idea.
Right.
Use your brains, libs.
Yeah. New idea. That's what you're supposed to say when somebody suggests something like that.
Thanks for your input. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
Just say that's stupid. That's dumb. It's dumb.
The, God, I'm just looking through some of these things for tomorrow. Faithless Friday is going to be raucous. Former guest of the Crab Diving, the Crab Nation show.
That's right.
Roger Stone.
What a dick bag.
We had him on years ago when we were still on the wee little wrestling network.
He was nice to talk to on the phone.
Well, yeah, because we weren't talking about, I don't think he knew we were libtards.
Right. And he probably didn't care.
And we were talking about his book at the time, which was about the Kennedy assassination.
I love that book. I read it. It was enjoyable.
Possibly bullshit.
I believe it, but yeah, okay.
Roger Stone, somebody bumped into him. The TMZ bumped into Roger.
Yes.
And he's his typical cuddle bear self.
Right.
Into him at, this looks like LAX.
What's he wearing?
A beige suit, white Oxford shirt. He's got his hair sassily coiffed.
He is the GOP dandy.
TMZ.
People are even calling for like impeachment already and that sort of stuff. Do you think there's any chance that he might be impeached?
The people who are calling for impeachment are the people who didn't vote for him. They need to get over it.
No, we're calling for... I don't remember a lot of people calling... Well, I mean, later... But for Bush to be impeached.
Yes.
The only reason anyone's calling for impeachment is because he might have committed crimes.
Yes. It's not out of a fucking void.
Yeah, it's not. I don't like his stance on Syria.
Yeah, but that's an effective talking point, though, for his side. It's the people that didn't vote for him.
They need to get over it. They lost. The candidate had every advantage. She spent $2 billion. He spent $275 million. Sorry, he whipped her ass. It's over. You lost. Try to impeach him. Just try it. You will have a spasm of violence in this country, an insurrection like you've never seen.
You will have a spasm of violence, an insurrection like you've never seen. Try to impeach him.
He had that answer ready. A spasm of violence. That just doesn't fall off somebody's fucking tongue.
Try to impeach him, yeah. He says.
He's ready. He's ready for that question.
No question.
You think if he got impeached, like the country
both
would go
sides down. Are heavily armed, my friend. Yes, absolutely. This is not 1970.
He's got a point there, at least. He's not one of these morons, yeah, on social media that's like, did you see there's one meme that's like, it's us with a trillion rounds of ammunition against the libtards and their, yeah, principal or something, you know, something dumb like that. Right. Who's going to win?
But the libs are armed?
There's a lot of armed libs.
Really?
Did you ever read the comments on crab diving when we talk about something like that? A lot of them locked and loaded and ready to shoot between the whites of their hoods.
Come on! No.
Absolutely. This is not 1974. The people will not stand for impeachment. A politician who votes for it would be endangering their own life. There will be violence on both sides. I'll make this clear. I'm not advocating violence, but I'm predicting it.
You're predicting that if he got impeached, there'd be some sort of civil war type.
Yes, I do. That's what I think will happen.
I think there might be tiny
it's
pockets.
It's not going to be a civil war.
I think most of these people are just in their Barca lounges yelling at the television.
The majority of Americans don't want to upturn their life to turn America into a hellscape for Donald Trump, who's a fucking dickhead.
You're right.
That's crazy.
Correct.
God damn it. Thanks, Roger. Thanks, Roger.
Roger Stone with a warm and wonderful...
A spasm.
Optimistic view of what's to happen if we even try. Go ahead, try.
A spasm of violence.
To impeach Hitler. We got to go, ladies and germs. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast. Don't forget iTunes. Don't forget Stitcher. Crabdiving.com. Do yourself a favor, listen to all the other great shows here on the network. There'll be a new Hollywood Hick on iTunes. Also, it's at 7 o'clock.
Yay!
Pacific time.
That's
streaming
right.
Streaming here. Don't forget, Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed or his Instagram, which is RatedRComedy, or go to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, everybody. Back tomorrow, Faithless Friday.
Bye-bye.
Oh, dear God. Okay, the soup comes in 6 gallons of this. It weighs almost 50 pounds.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.